at the end of the first year of Urbe was end of 2022. We were in IT Lisbon for the first time together with the community traveling to another hackathon. And we really enjoyed our time there so much that we said, okay, like we are Urbe, we have this community, we're already running some, you know, monthly meetups, this kind of stuff, we're growing. What could be like the goal for next year, for 2023? So talking about the first edition of last year, ITROM. And the only answer to that was doing something like that in our country. At that time, I think the only Ethereum event was Spaghetti Eat, which was held in was May 2022, and it's actually where I met my co-founders at Urbe Eat. And other than that, there weren't any other like Ethereum events, especially Ethereum hackathons. There weren't like no Web3 hackathons happening in our country. And we as a community of developers decided to make it real. And that was like the first edition, and we organized it as, you know, we have an association, non-profit association, and we organized it with the whole community. So actually, of course, like the core contributors. So we were around like a group of 20, 25 volunteers working all year long to find a venue, bring sponsors, get funding, marketing, logistics, food, a lot of stuff. The first edition like was a blast. I even got a tattoo of the logo after it, because it was a very important milestone, and it actually made us all realize one important thing, that, you know, we were like very even like delusional about the Italian engagement with this type of events and topics, because when we started Urbe, of course we felt alone, like we didn't know many people around us working in the industry or interested in it. And even when we organized the first edition of ITROM, up until like 2 or 3 weeks before the hackathon, the Italian attendees, or at least like the registered ones, were like much lower than the international ones coming. And so we pushed hard, and in the end, like we managed to balance the participation. And what happened in the end is that among the 6 winners of last year, 4 teams were Italians. And I remember at that time I was like thinking about moving to San Francisco, because of course as a software engineer, you know, working with emerging technologies, there's many more opportunities abroad. There's definitely like not enough in Italy. But after ITROM, I decided, but also we decided like to keep building this stuff here, because we noticed that people in Italy don't lack skills, they lack opportunities. And we figured that we could like bring more of those opportunities for them and help them, you know, growing and working in some projects that they like or whatever. And the same goes for like this year. One thing that I want to highlight is that like after the first event, probably me, but also like other people in the community, we thought that organizing the second one will be like easier, but it was like kind of the same effort. Like it's always like a real struggle, a lot of effort to put all the year long, but of course it's all like worth it. And the second edition has been a little different. We changed the venue. We had like different participants coming, of course. We're still like wrapping up all the data, numbers and details, but we had like 40 projects coming out of the hackathon. I've been able to mentor a lot of hackers there. So it's been like really fun and another important milestone indeed. I think like, you know, I'm a software engineer and most of the community is made by software engineers, and usually software engineers are not made for events, communication, and all this kind of stuff. But we figured out how to get our way through it. So if I have like one, not suggestion, but like for people listening that are thinking to do something like this in their own country and maybe think that it's impossible, like we made it. And believe me, we didn't know anything about event organization. Not even like, of course, like we started small with meetups, but organizing an international event, it's a big deal. And if we made it, I'm sure that you can also made it. So it's about perseverance, and you will be proud about it, especially if there's nothing like that in your country and you want to see it, but nobody else is doing it. You need to do it. It's important for the overall ecosystem in the end.
Yeah, exactly. And it's about developing those opportunities. As you said, like in the Italy, and you decided to stay in Italy after creating the event, there are some people are just waiting for opportunities and they would rather stay where they are and be close to their loved ones and continue living where they are. There's just the opportunities are not shown to them. So we can show the opportunities and create the opportunities. A lot more people would be more than happy to hop on the train. And one other thing that you mentioned over there is that you had 6 winners on the hackathon, so 6 winning projects. I would love to hear, like, what are the projects that you're really hyped about that eventually could grow into something more?
Yeah, like 6 winners were from last year edition. This year we decided to only have like 4. Because like we always have 2 tracks. Last year the tracks were privacy and governance. This year privacy and account abstraction. And there's definitely like a big success case which I'm proud of about the first edition of Ethereum and its Fluid Key, which is a project that is allowing privacy on top of ENS names, thanks to ENS names as well and smart accounts. And I believe right now it's like one of the easier ways in which you can send transactions or transfer tokens to one of your friends or employees without compromising their privacy and your privacy, of course, if you're sending, because they have they're allowing a way in which every time I'm on my FluidKey subdomain, those tokens are going to a different stealth address that is never linked with my main account. But at the same time, my main account can still control all the tokens that are spread around these different addresses. So I can keep my privacy, but at the same time, I can also like manage my funds in a secure way. And this goes for receiving, but also for sending. I think it was a great project that was among the winners of Ethereum. And now they are also doing great outside of an hackathon. And they're like very respected in the space, collaborating with big projects in the ecosystem. This year, there's been another great project, which has, for some reasons, a similar name. It's called Zero Key, not by the same team. But I remember like during the weekend, I was mentoring a lot of hackers. And I remember when I saw their project, like they telling me what they were trying to do. After talking with them, I called one of my friends there from Urbe and I told them, hey, like, write this name down because I think they're going to win tomorrow. And what they're doing are like, they are trying to make recovery of smart wallets easier and smarter through, you know, you have a smart wallet and you can set up like simple questions like the usual ones you might have set in the past for remembering your password, like what was the name of your dog, like somehow like creating a proof, and with that proof you could restore a smart wallet that you didn't remember how to access. And so it was a great project from both like the privacy and also account abstraction perspective.